arenas. My passport is tatted, it look like it's active. I play on these planes, y'all catch me in traffic. Yeah, your arenas. My passport is tatted, it look like it's active. I play on these planes, y'all catch me in traffic. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Travel Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Ward for Travel. This is a solo episode. It's going to be real quick. I wanted to, of course, reach out to you guys. I'm supposed to drop a podcast every 2 weeks. So, of course, I do have a few things in the clip, but I wanted to jump ahead of those and do a special episode on the fall, which, again, is officially fall now. Weather is changing, supposedly. I know this weekend we had like a heat wave, so I don't know if it's truly changing or not, but it's a special time of year for me. It's big for sports. Basketball is on now, college football, NFL, you got hockey, you even got baseball in the championship time. If you watch soccer, that's still on, and there was even some track on recently. And of course, it was a big boxing match a few weeks ago as well. But most very special to me, of course, is homecoming as a graduate of Alabama A&M, the illustrious, the world-renowned Alabama A&M. Historical Black College University. We just had our homecoming this past weekend. So I'm going to talk to you guys in general about homecoming season, as I like to call it. And I'm going to also offer you my opinion on the top three homecomings. And again, this is going to be from my era of school. So this would be, I started college. I don't even know if I really should tell you guys. So I'm going to say from the mid 2000s until, let's say about 2015. So we'll go from, we'll do this. I'll say from 05 to 2015, these are my favorite top three homecomings. Of course, there are a lot of homecomings. Everyone has a little different experience. I'm a very average homecoming goer, and most years I've done 5 to 6 homecomings. You say, how do you do 6 homecomings? I've literally went to, because multiple colleges have their same homecoming on the weekend, I might do one school's homecoming on a Friday, go to another one on Saturday. That being said, I think I'm well-versed in homecoming and traveling homecomings, so I can get to voice my opinion. Of course, I'm going to say Alabama A&M is a top homecoming because it's my school. But outside of that, I'll give you my rankings on the top three. So I've done, of course, schools in Georgia, schools in Alabama, schools in the DMV area as far as home is concerned. So Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, and DMV area. And then I will apologize to the Florida schools. I have not had the chance or opportunity to get to any of your homecomings. I know you guys do have pretty big classics as well, so I want to shout out to the Florida schools. So I will caution you guys and say you guys are not included in the list. So my top three homecomings will be, first and foremost, I'm going to say it's in Atlanta, Georgia. And I remember the first time I went, I just had a ball. Like, the food was on point, the people, the welcoming committee, just everything was like, was active. And of course, with being in Atlanta, it's already has kind of its own kind of scene. So I would say my favorite homecoming, at least at that time or within that time frame I gave, was Spellhouse Homecoming. So that's Spelman and Morehouse Homecoming together. And actually, I could be wrong, but I want to say even Clark Atlanta Homecoming was the same weekend as well. Hopefully they didn't put them all together one weekend, but I want to say it was the same weekend, or maybe one started the week, one ended the week. At any rate, that was my favorite. The AUC, that would be my favorite homecoming of all time, based on, again, my experiences during that time frame that I gave. I would say, again, Atlanta is Atlanta. You're going to have a good time, whether it's, you know, doing the club stuff or just being on the yard. Overall, like I said, that would still be my top homecoming experience outside of my school. And then in the number two spot, I'm going to say the homecoming that was this, what was always popping when I was growing up. So before I was in college, this would be Howard Homecoming. That's actually my number two spot. The Yard Fest on Fridays is pretty cool. Of course, the DC nightlife is always good as well. I will talk about one particular experience. I remember Howard Homecoming. We went to the game, of course. The Howard lost because they always lose the homecoming. I think they lost to Norfolk State. It was like 10-7. So, I mean, it wasn't bad. It wasn't a great game. It wasn't a bad game, but they lost. But after the game, we hit the tailgate area for a little bit. After the tailgate, we actually went to a day party. We had text to get on the list. And this was the time when DC had all the three-level clubs. So we actually went to a party or a day party at Love. And it was sponsored by Heineken, which was dope. And once we got inside, Erykah Badu performed, Rick Ross performed, and I believe Wale also performed. So I got to see three artists. It was free to get in. Heineken sponsored it, so it was free drinks, so beer was flowing. They actually had, you know, hors d'oeuvres and stuff on a plate. So that was cool. Of course, no trip to D.C. is complete without some other kind of usual visits, you know, the parks and the I can't even think of my hookah lounge spot right now, Shisha Lounge, that we go to. But literally, D.C., that would be my number two spot. And then my third one is a homecoming I frequent. Carol's band in the Carolinas is North Carolina A&T. I know they currently believe they're the greatest homecoming on Earth, which, again, is debatable. But, again, even during my era of time that I gave you guys, I always had a good time at their homecoming. Have a lot of friends and family that went there, mostly friends. But A&T is definitely an experience in itself. I like how it transitions from the game directly to, like, the tailgate area, from tailgate area back to the Greek Plot area, which is basically on campus. So you have a real live experience. I know even as late as, like, last year or so, I think I drove through last year. I want to say after the tailgating, you know, Greek Plot area, they actually had like a mini yard fest, for lack of a better word. I seen Darren Brand and some of the other graduate celebrity folks they have was hosting. So, I mean, they just have it's just a real live environment. So my top three, again, is going to be Spellhouse, Howard, and then A&T in that order. Of course, I'm sure this will start a little bit of debate, but again, that's based on my experiences. And again, as I said, from 05 to about 2015 or so, that'd be my time frame I'm giving you guys. So again, somebody's homecoming may be better now, some may be other, and of course I would say one of the Florida schools should be in that top three list, but I haven't had the opportunity to go there just yet. That being said, that's my opinion. Overall, like I said, I like the fall. It's a great time. Now that a lot of the storms and tropical hurricanes and things have surpassed, it's a great time to travel in the Caribbean. I know a few years back, me and one of the homies, we went to Antigua with my boy Colin and the CDE crew for his annual birthday trip. So that's a great opportunity. I know Mocha Fest now has a second trip, which they do, I believe, to Cancun this time of year. So, yeah, I mean, it's really a great opportunity to travel if you want to do the Caribbean. It's a little cheaper. Now, the storms have started, or maybe storms may still be looming, but it's a little cheaper to travel. I also know this time frame, again, with sports, I traveled in the past to London for the NFL Europe games, which I know kind of kicked off. I believe the Raiders played in London this past weekend. But you get the opportunity to, of course, I need any excuse I can to travel. So I use football as a reason to go, hey, I want to go see a game. And then, boom, I get to explore a little city. So I actually went to London 2 years in a row to see what they had to offer as far as hospitality and different clubs. I actually got to see Jazzy Jeff DJ while I was out there. And, you know, he always brings the heat. But I had a really good time, had some really good food, Burger and Lobster, hit Nando's, spots like that. Club scene in London is different depending on where you go, but you got to hit Brixton, so you have a better time. But yeah, going over there for football games, I believe I seen the first year was the Falcons, which I'm not a fan of, and the Jaguars. The Jaguars, they were notoriously giving up a home game because they weren't good at the time so that they could get more fans internationally, which I think was a good idea by the owner. And then the second year I came back, I've seen them again and actually played the Buffalo Bills, which is my favorite team growing up. So definitely, like I said, good experience, opportunity to travel again if you want to go even across the pond. I will warn you, it's real fall over there. Like, our fall is kind of light now. You know, it might be 90 degrees today, 70 tomorrow. Over there, you're definitely going to need a jacket and whatnot while you're mobbing through the streets. And then, so you got group trips, you got sports. Again, the fall is a great season for travel. Also look like different flight deals. I know a lot of people might not have any PTO left over, so that's why, you know, or they may be saving it for the holidays. So for reasons like that, you know, it is a great opportunity. You might be able to get a good deal or two depending on where you're looking to travel, where you're looking to go. So fall season is here. Like I said, homecoming season is here. Also, obviously, I'm HBCU graduate. I like classic football games, so I try to catch as many of those as I can. And in a month is the Magic City Classic, which is my school, Alabama A&M, versus our rival, Alabama State, which is the largest HBCU classic in the nation. And I can say that proudly. It's usually about 68 or so thousand fans in the stadium, another 68,000 to 70,000 outside the stadium. That's, if you can do the math, that's close to 140,000 people. Really just having a good time, bringing lots of love and energy to the city of Birmingham, Alabama. So definitely looking forward to beating the Hornets again this year, because that's what we do. We beat them. But again, I want to say, like I said, fall is a great time to travel. Guys, get active. Do what you can. Definitely, if you are into homecomings, I did poll a few people in some of my group meetings to kind of see why they decided to go back to homecoming and kind of what they were looking to do. And some people said, hey, just to reconnect with old friends, to kind of see where I came from, see as a time to kind of reflect on those things and kind of continue to push myself forward. And I like that idea and that concept. want to shout out to the people in the group me who gave me those feedback. I did ask them to kind of rank the other homecomings, but unfortunately they hadn't traveled to enough homecomings to be dangerous. Again, as I said, I usually do 5 to 6 homecomings a weekend, or excuse me, a fall. And like I said, overall, like I said, it's a great time of year to travel. If you need any help with any travel planning, definitely hit my line. I can give you some recommendations. Look forward to continue to grow the podcast. And I will ask that you guys follow us on Instagram at Travel and Hustle Podcast. And yeah, like I said, we want to connect. But like I said, those are my opinions on the homecoming season. Oh, actually, yeah, I'm going to put a poll up too. And I want you guys to tell me what you think is the best homecoming. And let's see if we can get a good read on what everybody thinks is the best homecoming. So you guys have a good rest of your week. We'll have another podcast episode drop in 2 weeks. Again, our format and goal is to have one every 2 weeks for you guys, so you have something to hear as maybe you work out or as you drive or as you travel. And if you have any topics or anything you want us to discuss, also let us know that in the inbox or DMs rather, so that we can make sure we give you relevant content to the things you want to know. Happy traveling. There will be no global entry segment this week due to the fact that you guys heard my answers on previous episodes. I do want to mention something that I forgot to talk about while I was giving my spiel. From a sports perspective, one of the favorite things I've ever done was I went to New York City for about a week, and I spent some time there. Of course, centered around sports because that's what I do in the fall. I'm a big Knicks fan. I'm a big Yankee fan. And this was actually a while back when LeBron paid for the Cavs the first time. So he was actually a free agent, and this was the only time he was playing before a free agency hit that summer. And his goal, or our goal, was to get him to come play for us before, of course, he would decide to go to Miami. At any rate, he went to Miami, so I don't care. We didn't need him, right? But I got to see LeBron play. I got to see us court him. I got to be a part of that experience. And in that same week, the Yankees won the World Series. So I also got a chance to be a part of the World Series parade, which was a great experience. Just seeing everybody, how the fans were kind of running the streets, seeing the fade come down, things like that, seeing the team bypass. But I also remember a little kid, I don't know if it was a guy or a girl, but he had a sign that said, "I skipped school with daddy so I could see the Yankees." And again, that is forever etched in my mind. So get out, get active, do some sports if you love sports. There's also a couple last-minute Caribbean festivals. I believe Miami has theirs coming up. So like I said, get active, man. The fall is a great time to travel and experience all that there is to offer. So look forward to seeing you guys on the future episodes of the podcast. Please like, share, comment, hit us up with DMs. Let us know what else you want to see. Later.